Blog Talk Radio.
Comfort that family right there, God. It's a baby that's being born right now, God. We're asking you to send your angels and cover that family. God, we're asking you to just show yourself like you always do, mighty, omnipotent, and number one. God, we thank you for the breath you breathe in us this morning to waken us up. You know, again, someone didn't make it this morning, but by your grace and mercy, you spared us to see another day. That is a blessing. God, we just want to tell you thank you. Just thank you, God, for just you being you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, let's go into the scripture for today. It's Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, take up the armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Let's read that again. This really is going to tie in to what we're talking about. Ephesians 6:13 from the New King James Version. Therefore, take up the armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Basically, talking, you know, I had this discussion several times before, and the topic was pride. But, you know, my intro to this, if a man cries, does it make him weak? I was on Facebook the other day just messing around in the singles group. It's a Christian singer group, and God laid it on my heart to post this question. If a man cries, does it make him weak? And we know as men and ladies, you know, welcome to the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show. This is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Owen, live out of Raleigh, North Carolina today. So, you know, I'm going to be moving around a little bit, you know, just trying to get the barbershop put out there well-known. Getting back to what we was talking about, I want you guys to think about this. Ladies, I want you to think about this, too. If you're married in a relationship, if a man cries, does it make him weak? And we know as we was growing up as little kids, you know, we always heard that a man is not supposed to cry. And typically the society says that makes us weak. You know, and I can admit that, you know, hearing that when I was coming up, you were like, what, you can't cry? But as you get older and as my walk with God started getting stronger, what's wrong with a man crying? You know, to me, a man crying is expressing his feelings. It could be to the death of a loved one. It can be wife having a new baby. The kid is graduating from high school, kid graduating from college. It's all different types of reasons why we can cry. And I was talking to a coworker last night, but some people fail to realize you got to look at it both ways. It could be in the spiritual realm. It could be in a natural realm with crime. And I did some, I looked up a couple of definitions for cry. And King James definition of cry is to utter a loud voice, to speak or call in a very general sense. Then I'm looking at it, you know, like I said, I was talking to a co-worker. Even when you're praying, you know, to utter a loud voice by the way of earnest request of prayer. And to all the saved brothers, I know for me, like I posted, I said, I cried before, and there's going to be plenty more times that I cry as well. You know, because when you in, it could be anywhere in the presence of God, hits you, your normal reaction is to cry. You know, you're crying out to him, thanking him and worshiping him and letting them know that how much you really care for him. And that's why, you know, it's hard for me to sit there and say if a man cries, he's weak. You know, it's a lot of men that thinks that. You know, they out in public, they can put on a T-shirt with the S on their chest, thinking everything is cool. They're afraid to go to their boys and let them know they're going through something. The first thing, you know, fellas, we've done this before. You know, like I said, as we was coming up, one of our friends, one of the boys, been crying. We looking at him like, yo, man, come on, you know, man up. Stop being a punk. But then when your boy get back up under his, within his four walls, he's crying because he's hurting. He's already hurt because he's going through. But then to hear your boys come at you and calling you a punk, telling you to man up, but you're really hurting inside. I can say honestly, one of my boys came to me years ago when he was going through some stuff in his marriage. And, you know, came down for a weekend. You know, we sitting back, we chilling, we grilling, you know, just enjoying life. And all of a sudden, my boy stood up. When we was on the patio, he stood up and looked me in my face. And he was like, yo, Chuck, I'm hurting. And just bust out crying. All I could do is embrace him, you know, because that's my boy. I'm not looking at him as, you know, I'm looking at him as my brother. For a man to open up to another man and express how they feel, that's being a real man, you know. I just don't understand why society even would say that makes us weak. You know, I had a lot of women on that, like I said, on that social site, the Christian site, it was like, no, that doesn't make them weak. We are vulnerable. You know, like I said, I can be transparent. Like I told you guys, I've said it. You know, I've cried plenty of times. And I know it's going to be plenty more times I'm going to cry. Sadness, happiness, worshiping in God, you know, those to cry for me. You know, a lot of people don't know, you know, my testimony. I told a little bit of my testimony last week, and I've told my testimony before. And I tell plenty of brothers, I'm the type of brother, I don't have no problem being transparent, you know, because I want you to see who I am, where God has brought me from, to where I'm at now. I'm still a work in process. You know, don't get me wrong. I don't know. I miss dotting I's, crossing T's. That's what everybody, we all seen. You know, but that don't make me less of a man because I cry. You know, I seen some big, strong men cry, you know, but that don't make them weak. You know, like, you know, we're saying it makes them, they're expressing themselves, they're vulnerable, you know. And I think if us as men, we get together more often, sit down and help each other, you'll see plenty more brothers crying. You know, like I said, I don't have no problem telling my testimony. I don't have no problem sharing the things that I went through. I don't have no problem being transparent right now. I don't have no problem being transparent. Because this is who I am. This is who God created. This is what God has brought me to. And I have some of my boys now that's listening on Facebook. They'll tell you. You know, I could thank God for the friendship we have going on almost 30 years. Of men, of brothers, no relationship, just straight friends. But the relationship we have with one another is a brotherhood. I don't know too many brotherhood relationships that last that long. I don't even recall us ever fighting each other. But I can recall if you mess with one, you got to mess with all of us. And you know it's a tight friendship when your kids call your friends their uncle and vice versa. You know, it's amazing what God has brought me from. And I've seen men cry. I've seen men hide behind that wall. But today is the day where, you know, us as men should open up to each other. Because if you can just imagine us as men linking arms, like God called us to be this place, you know, we wouldn't go through half the stuff we go through in relationships and marriages, our jobs, our family, the streets, our churches. You know, and I've said it plenty of times. I know as a man, I have dropped the ball. I have dropped the ball. And I apologize to my family and my friends to everyone that knows me, I hold myself accountable for the things that I do. Like I said, we being transparent. And this is why I thank God for giving me this platform for my brothers. This is the platform where we can come together and open up and talk about what's on our mind, what's going on. You know, my marriage is this. I'm hurting in this. I can't do this. You know, but like I said, it's basically just like I said, if a man cries, we're weak. So if you got friends that you can't go to without them judging you, then they're not your friends. You know, I've seen myself hit hard times, and my boys have been there for me, been a blessing to me. And I had a friend of mine who was like, when I got saved, he was like, your friends are going to leave you. And I beg to differ. And God didn't let that happen. I'm still friends with these guys today. I look at myself as being an example of what God has brought me from to what God has taken me in my circle. I love my brothers. They're like my brothers to me. I love these guys with all my heart, just like they're my biological brothers. And we've seen each other cry. We've been there for one another. And it, like I said, it would be amazing if more men would interact with each other. You know, it's amazing how women, I was just talking to a young lady about this, they had women can get their little book club, have that little slumber party, they can go and get their nails and hair done together and talk about the things that they are going through and be there for one another. But as men, we can't, society again is going back to a man cry. You don't even have to really shed no tears to cry. Your heart can be crying because of your hurt, because of the stuff that you're going through. But no one knows that you're crying because you're afraid that you're going to be judged. Why? I only know one person that do the judging, and that's the man upstairs. So who is it for us to judge somebody? Who is it for us to judge and say, this man, because this man cry, he's weak. So if you're married and your wife passed away, does that make you weak because you crying? Like I said, it's different things that we cry for. We can cry for happiness. You married your first child with you and your wife, you happy, you crying. But does that still make you weak? I mean, come on, people, talk to me. Yo, this is your boy, Deacon Chance. Oh, this is the hottest blog talk radio show called The Barbershop. If you're listening to on Facebook, again, I thank you for your love and support. Want to chime in, the number to call in and ask questions, give comments. You know, I want this year, I'm looking for everyone to interact because that's what makes the show better, and that gets me going. But I want to encourage you. The number is 929-477-2313, 929-477-2313. If you want to be heard, press 1. I will call out the last 4 numbers of your phone number. I will hit the button. You can come in, say what you want to say. But the topic is, if a man cries, does it make him weak? I want people to interact because I know for me it doesn't. But I want to hear what everybody else got to say. You know, because really, I mean, we know society, you know, a man cry, women, don't get mad at me. Y'all done this plenty of times. I already said, us as brothers, when we see another man cry, yeah, you know, I've done it. Like I said, I can feed transfer. I call him man up, put the big boy draw on, start crying, start being a punk. You know, that was before as I got older, I realized that there's nothing wrong with a man crying. So if you have anything to say about this topic, please, again, 929-477-2313. If a man cries, does it make him weak? Really think about it. You know, I gave several examples that, you know, you could be in the spiritual realm and natural realm and cry. You know, there's different reasons, different things that will cause a man to cry right along with women. But I want women to understand, so because your man cried don't make him weak. And we know that women have done this before. Like I said, the brothers have done it. I can admit I've done it before. That you call him a punk, that you call him weak. He's not being a man because he cried. But if you really dig down to get to the root of it, why is he crying? You know, so you mean to tell me, like I said, if he had death in the family, you're going to call him weak? You know, he lose his job, he might shed a tear. Does that make him weak? Because he's looking at, he's crying because I lost my job and how I'm going to take care of my family. I got to go home to a woman. Every time something go down, I might shed a tear. I don't want to hear her mouth talking about you a punk. Man up. But when it's all said and done, that man has been there beside you through thick and thin. So we got to understand, you know, I want us as brothers get along together, support one another, be there for one another. You know, just as well as the ladies. You got to understand, women fail to realize that it's hard being a man. Until you walk in a man's shoe, then you will never understand all the things God has placed on our shoulders. You know, because if you look at it, the first person he created was a man. We put Adam to sleep, got a rib. Boom, created woman. And us as men got to realize, I was saying this the other day, you know, a woman is not no toy for us to beat on or verbally abuse or mistreat because God created them to be our helpmeet. Now, when us as men get ourselves together and put ourselves back in the rightful place, not saying all women will, but some women will do what they're supposed to do. And I can say, you know, us as men, we have put the women to the point where they have to do things now because we dropped the ball. You know, because, you know, we let society tell us, dictate what we're supposed to do. And that's not right. You know, God is first in my life and will always be first in my life. All the things that I've been through, you know, I wouldn't put nothing or no one before God, nothing or no one. Let's make this clear. Nothing, no one before God. That would never happen. In a relationship, I would never put my woman, my wife, my girlfriend before God. And I don't want her to do that, put me before God, because if you do that, I'm going to walk away. But God is first. You know, again, this is the topic. If a man cries, does it make him weak? I'm doing a lot of talking. I want to hear some inputs. Somebody say something. If a man cries, does it make him weak? Really? Really? Does it make him weak? Like I said, I could be transparent. I'll cry plenty of times. Plenty of times. And I know it's going to be plenty more days I'm going to cry. Like I said, when the Holy Spirit gets me and I'm in my praise and worship, especially in my worship mode, oh, I shed tears. Because I cry because of the things that I've been through. And I know it was God that brought me through. I cry because I love God. I cry because I get to see another day. If I cry, mourning, loss of relationships, who hasn't? I'm being transparent. You can sit back now. It's probably for me in right now. Oh, he's a punk. Yeah, you call me what you want. It won't be the first and won't be the last time somebody called me weak because I cried. But at least you know that I do cry, and I have no problem telling you this. You know, it's amazing how we just sit back and us as men, you know, talk trash, but we never support one another because we still stuck in that same mentality that it's weak if we help each other. It's weak if we go to a brother and let him know that we're hurt. It's weak if I'm going through a bad marriage or I lost my job. I don't want to go home right now because I don't want to hear this stuff my wife or girlfriend got to say. But when you got so-called friends that's supposed to be your boys and you can't turn to them, think about it. I'm not trying to tell no friendships up between the fellas, but really look at it. And it goes vice versa with women. Look at it. If you can't turn to your close friend, your best friend, and express how you feel, then are they really your best friend? Are they really your associate, or are they just associates? Really? I was talking to a coworker where I met this guy at my job, and I could sense that something was bothering him. But I didn't approach him because it's not my thing to come jump in nobody's business. So, I prayed about it, and I just sit back and I waited. The day he told me he wanted to sit down and talk because he's going through a lot of things, which I already knew because I could see it in his face. That's why I enjoyed doing a barbershop. And his first time on my show was last Thursday, matter of fact. To hear the excitement in his voice after he listened to the show, seeing how much it helped him. That's what it's all about. I don't care if I don't touch with one brother. I did what God called me to do. I don't care if I don't have one caller on the phone, one caller, one person listening to on Facebook. Long as I reach one person, I have done what God called me to do. And I know it's going to be some people that don't want to see this barbershop be a success. I got news for you. It's here. Deal with it. And like I said, I cried because I let myself down. I let God down for dropping the ball when it came to the barbershop. I had a lot of guys come back and say, yo, Chauncey, we need this. This is what we need. Yes, we need this. So now I got the opportunity to give the brothers what they need. Now it's time for you brothers to do your part. Because like I said, whether you like it or not, I'm going to keep doing the barbershop. Really, I am. No matter. No matter what, how you feel or what you think, I'm going to keep doing the barbershop. Because no matter what, long as I touch one brother out there, I'm good. Would I like to touch more? Yes. But you're grown. You make your own decision. And I know it's probably some brother listening now or one of the ones who cried, but you're afraid to open up. I just opened up and told you how I felt about crying. I've done it before. I open up the gate. I open up the door. Express yourself if you cried or not. I'm not going to judge it. If anything, I'm going to have more respect for you if you were to tell me I'm hurt and I cried. But if you keep going behind those four walls hurting yourself, I mean, you're doing more damage to yourself when you keep everything inside. Like I said, you don't have to shed no tear to be crying. Your spiritual man could be crying in the inside, waiting on you to open up your mouth to somebody that you can confide in, somebody that you can express your feelings to. It goes back again. Women can do their book club. They can go shopping. They can do their slumber party. They can do all this when their girlfriend or friend girls going through something. But when it comes to the men, society has got it to the point now where we're weak and we cry. I don't want to keep hearing this. That doesn't make you weak because you cry. It doesn't. I beg to differ. Don't let society dictate or take your manhood from you because you cry. It's going to be situations, it's going to be circumstances where we're going to cry. Now, if you want to stick out your chest and be the Superman, hey, that's fine by me. But my dad told me all heroes are dead. The heroes you see on TV, that's movies. I guarantee some of these athletes, some of these actors, all these big-time players, they've cried before. It just ain't gonna take. But like I said, society's got it to the point now. When a man cry, he weeps. I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying. You know, if I stepped on your toes, say out, and you get mad, that's cool. You know, like my favorite line said, God loves you and I do too. Hey, I'm just being transparent, keeping it real. This is what it's all about here on the Barbershop. Like I told you, this is the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show. I'm going to go to a song by my sister, Christina Barnes. Don't forget, if you feel like you want to chime in and talk, the number is 929-477-2313. If you don't, that's fine. If you do, that's cool. But, you know, we're going to still keep this show moving. And let me take a little Grady McGee something to listen to. Christina Barnes, which is my god sister out of Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. I love her. She's an upcoming gospel artist, and she's also a minister, and she's truly a woman of God. I thank God for her for sharing her music with me so I can share it with you guys. Getting back to, like I said, this is your boy Deacon Chauncey Owen, Rabbi Rolla today. The topic, man cries, but the question is, if a man cries, does it make him weak? If a man cries, does it make him weak? You know me. Like I said, I be transparent. I'm having a good time. People, y'all might be quiet today. I know y'all just got off work. You trying to cook that dinner on your way to work. I like to send a shout out to two of my coworkers. I know they're on their way to work. They're probably at the job now. My boy Corey and my boy LeBron. I see you guys probably Saturday. Don't work too hard tonight. But these are two cool brothers that I met on my job. You know, they're down to earth brothers. You know, I think highly of them. You know, I have much respect for them. My boy Corey built this young kid, he can get into some deep conversations. And I like that. And I like when I meet young guys who can get into deep conversations and like listen to your opinions and vice versa. You thrive off of whatever you're talking about. He's a smart young man. Like I said, if I don't touch but one person, I've done my job. Really, I've done my job if I only touch one person. You know, I've done what God called me to do. You know, like they say, you can't save everybody. But if you can just touch somebody, that makes a difference. You know, like I said, you know, I have no problem being vulnerable, transparent, because I want to see the fellas, my brothers, see me be transparent and vulnerable that, you know, if Chauncey can do it, I can too. You know, Like I said, you can call me all kinds of names because I cry. That's fine with me. That's fine with me. But like I said, you won't be the first and you won't be the last to call me names because I cry. But I know deep down in my heart, I'm not weak because I cry. You know, I gave you examples why I cry. And, you know, like I said, to all of my friends, Facebook friends, again, I thank you for your support, your love and your support. This is the number 2 episode of the Barbershop for season 1 in 2018. I said 2018 was going to be a new chapter and a new beginning, you know. And that's what I feel that the Barbershop is really going to touch some lives now. You know, going to touch some people, whether you're male, female, little kid, you know, teenager, it doesn't matter. You know, because that's what we're here to do at the Barbershop. Right now, I roll solo. You know, to God said otherwise for me to get a co-host, then I will. But I will have special guests coming up in June. To let you guys know that I got a thing coming for June, Men of Honor. I got some cool brothers that's down to earth, but they also men of God. They also pastors. But they're, like I said, they down to earth brothers. You know, it's nice when you can meet people in leadership that's pastors or bishops, but they still down to earth. You know, they still watch football. They still joke and laugh half the time. They still go out and hoop with the fellas, you know, but they're pastors. You know, they don't let that title dictate who they are. And it's nice when you can meet brothers like that that's still down to earth in that leadership role where they're covering a church and they have people they have to look after, souls on their hands, but they can still be down to earth. We got some new exciting things that's going to be coming up that the Barbershop is going to be doing. Like I said, ladies, don't forget, we still have the ladies' night out. Probably start going to do the first one in July, because like I said, in June is it's Father's Day. Oh, right. There's a woman out there. I know Mother's Day coming up. I'm going to go ahead and say happy Mother's Day early to you. Blessings. I thank God for you all, and I know it's hard for some of you women out there being single parents because of my brothers done drop the ball and don't feel like that's their job to take care of their child. You know, but we're not going to get that spot right there, not right now, but it's coming. But, you know, I just like to honor women. This is the month of May, which is Mother's Day in this month. I honor you. You know, if don't nobody, no male tell you, we're here at the Barbershop. We honor you guys, and we respect you. We love you. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep God first. I'd like to send a big shout-out to my grandmother, who is going to be 90 years old. In a couple of days, 90. I went home this past weekend, spent some time with her. That's a blessing. What can you say? 90 years old. I'm 49. I've seen my grandmother do a lot of stuff. But I thank God for keeping her. 90 years old is a true blessing. Anyone who, there's no age limit, but anyone who lives over 90 to 100, over 100, they got stories to tell us. They've been through a lot. And I know as we was coming up, they always told us to respect our elders. But you can just imagine hearing them tell stories when they was coming up. You know, what they've been through. And just imagine men were crying back then, too. it's amazing. It's amazing to see my grandma live to be 90. that's my heart right there, let alone I like to wish my mom a happy Mother's Day, all of my sisters. So yeah, I think I got six. Don't judge me, y'all. It's, I got too many sisters, biological sisters in Christ, female friends that we've been like brother and sister relationship. Man, I'm trying to tell you, it's been a blessing. I wish you all a happy Mother's Day. I hope you enjoy your weekend. It's so amazing. Like I said, I really like to send a special shout out to my mom, who I love her so much. And yes, I'm 49. I still call her mommy. So don't pick at me. Don't judge me. I'm just keeping it real, though. Again, this is the Hottest Blog Talk Show. The Barbershop. This is your boy Deacon Chauncey Odom, live out of Raleigh, North Carolina today. Just sitting back and enjoying the day. I thank God for blessing me. I can have 2 days off back and thank Him that I can really do the show on my day off and don't have to rest and try to make it to work at 7. But, you know, it's a blessing. Again, the thing is, man cries. If a man cries, does it make him weak? I'm just saying, does it make him weak? To me, I beg you, if I said no. To all my Facebook friends, if you feel like you want to say something, I'm asking a question. If a man cries, does it make him weak? You can call in 929-477-2313. 929-477-2313. And answer the question. If a man cries, does it make him weak? I bet it's different, but you know, I'm just chancing it. The host of the Barbershop, the hottest talk radio show. To me, no one's gonna tell me no different. No one's gonna stop me from saying it, because I know, with God's hands on it and His covering, it is the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show. Believe me, a couple more years, you're going to be sitting there like, wow. I'm going to be like, yep, I told you this. It's May 3rd, 2018. Yeah. Write that down on your notebook. We got 11 minutes. I enjoyed talking to you guys, even though I did all the talking, but, you know, that's like any relationship. You got to have two to talk. But I'm good, though. You know, I like I said, I thank you for your love and support. You know, like I said, we just getting back started. So I know it's going to take some time. I'm not rushing it. But like I said, if I can only just touch one person, I did my job. Because right now, it's a man out there crying right now. Don't have nowhere to turn to. Because he's afraid if he turns to his boys, they're going to call him a punk. They're going to call him weak. He turned to his wife, she might jump all on him. Turn to his girlfriend, she might do the same thing as we do, call him a punk, call him weak. Man up, put your big boy drawers on. You know, but it's not like that. You know, literally, it's a man out there crying because he's really hurting. In the natural and in the spirit realm. You know, it's a shame that we have people. You know, I don't know where God would thank you, Holy Ghost, but we going this way. But it all ties and crying, you know, that we go to church and we're crying so bad that folks are so holy, but they don't realize when someone is hurting and they ignore me. That what causes people not to come back to church is that women got that inner man too, that spiritual man too. So, you know, that spiritual man cries too. It really does. You know, it wants to change, afraid to change. You know, men and women hold on to things they don't want to let go. But, you know, sometimes change is good. It's for the best. You know, it's hard. Yeah, the process is hard. You know, but it is what it is. you know, in order to do better, if you know better, do better. You know, my thing is, I encourage all my brothers out there, there's nothing wrong with crying. Sometimes by crying, we release the stress, the hurt, the anger, the bitterness. Believe me, I've been there. I know how it feels to be bitter, hurt inside. That's blocking everything that God has for you. I know it. I've been there. Like I said, your spiritual man is crying. Your inner man is crying. I've been there. I know how it feels to be spiritual. That spiritual man crying, and it feels like no one is there. But that's what, you know, you can't stay there, because, you know, that's what the devil wants you to think, no one's there. But like I said, God is there. No matter what the situation is, God is still there. You know, your parents can leave you, your sisters, your brothers can leave you, your friends can leave you, your wife can leave you, the kids can leave you. You know, even your dog can walk out on it. But God is still there, no matter what the situation is. So don't never feel like you alone. Ladies, it's good for you too. Don't never feel like you alone, for God is always there. He just wants you to acknowledge him. You know, build your relationship back with him. You know, that's what I'm doing, because I know I can't do nothing without God. Because every time I do something, I make it up. I'm just, like I told you, I'm transparent. I tell you in a heartbeat, because I don't know who listens. Somebody can be going through some stuff right now. Like I said, one of my brothers can be out there crying right now. But I hope and pray that the things I have said, the things that God has given me to say to someone, that will make them realize there's nothing wrong with crying. I'm still strong. I'm still a man, even though I cry. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with crying. So don't let nobody tell you or call you a punk saying you're weak because you cry. It's not going to happen. In my book, I will respect you more as a man to admit when you're wrong, to admit that you're hurt, to admit that you cried sleepless nights. Nothing wrong with it. Like they said, been there, done there, got a t-shirt on. But I hope by me telling my part in a situation where I cried, I shed tears. There's nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with crying. Nothing at all. I've done it. In the natural and in the spiritual realm, I've cried. I've cried out to God plenty of times. I've cried in the natural plenty of times. It doesn't make me weak. It don't. Call it what you want. Like I told you, fellas, ladies, whoever you are, if you want to pick joke because a man cried, so be it. But to my brother out there that's listening on Facebook, anywhere, there's nothing wrong with crying. I respect you even more that you express yourself about how you feel, what you're going through. Because we never know what someone's going through. I was just telling someone the other day, it doesn't matter. Woman, my brothers, tell your testimony, please. Tell your testimony, because you never know the person you might be talking to might be in that stage where they want to commit suicide. They just lost their job. They hurt, don't know what to do, don't have nowhere to turn to. It might be somebody that's been through drugs, don't know where to turn to. Tell your testimony. Tell your testimony. Your testimony, or speaking, saying good morning, God bless you. You never know what it might do to a person that's going through. You don't know. It could be touching their heart by smiling, just a little simple smile. I encourage everyone to tell your testimony. Because I'm a big time testimony. I tell my testimony in heartbeat. Because I don't know who's going through. But we need to encourage one another. Brothers, let me tell you, there's nothing wrong with crying. You're still a man. You're still strong. Don't let nobody tell you no different. We got 3 minutes left. I enjoyed talking to you guys. If you want to chime in, the number is 929-477-2313. Press 1. We could talk about it. But the question is, if your man cries, does it make him weak? If a man cries, does it make him weak? I bet the difference is no. Just make him stronger. Makes him stronger. Uh-oh, we got a caller. Caller with your last four numbers, 7741. 7741, state your name, where you're calling from. You are live on the Hottest Block Talk Show, The Barbershop. Go ahead, caller.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Mary.
What's going on, Mary? The question is, if a man cries, does it make him weak?
No, I don't think if a man cries, it makes him weak. I think it makes him more of a man. I think it shows his inner strength and the fact that he has compassion, love, and empathy within him. And I don't think a man should be judged for crying at all.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I like her already. See, that's all it is. I did all that talking in the last 3 minutes, and everybody wants to say they want to show up and talk. And the question is, if a man cries, does it make him weak? Mary, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for the love and support. I know this is your first time coming, but please come back again. You know, I hope I said something to you. Thank you. Thank you. See, this is where y'all get me at.
You really did. You touched me. You touched me. You really did, because you always, the fact that you were stressing about, you know, share your testimony and stuff like that, like, I'm a woman. I cry in silence. I suffer in silence. I don't never call. I ain't called a church member, a family member, or nobody to ever come be there for me. So what I've always done, what I've learned to do even more today than yesterday, is pick up my Bible. I just start reading scripture. I don't care what chapter of the book is in. I just start reading it. And then I'll get on my knees and I'll pray about it. Because I know nobody can give me the strength and the encouragement that I need to keep going but him. And I'm a woman battling with lupus. So therefore, I ain't got just a testimony for a sister or a brother. I got a story for you. An unbelievable, unshakable, faith moving story for you. So
hey,
I love
sure
to encourage my brothers and sisters.
Thank you. We got 20 some seconds left. But Mary, get back with me. We're going to talk about it, because I know plenty of people that have lupus and they doing stuff for lupus. This is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Owen. This is the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show called The Barbershop. The topic was Man Cry. If a man cries, does it make him weak? I like to say God loves you and I do too. This is The Barbershop. Peace.